Oh, that's right. We are here with Dan Grubbs. He is currently the American Legion Post 20 chaplain. He's getting ready for Shrimp Fest. He's also a member of the Lions Club. In fact, he was just telling me that it was the Shrimp Fest 3 years ago that got him involved in becoming a member of the Lions Club. So how are you doing today, Dan Grubbs?
I'm doing great, Miss Ann.
It's great to have you here.
Thank you so much.
Now, of course, gosh, you're involved in so many things. One of your big programs is the paper recycling, and I think a lot of people don't know that there's that big container that you can go over there and drop stuff off.
Yeah, they've got it set up to where they can come over anytime. It's open night or day, and so just bring their newspapers, their magazines, their shredded paper, you know, any of the paper products. No cardboard. We can't handle cardboard, but anyway, we're just very productive. As a matter of fact, our trailer is filling up real fast.
Well, that's great. And, of course, that's over at American Legion Post 20.
That's correct, yes,
ma'am. Around the backside of the property. And what I think is great is that you can go there at 10 o'clock at night if you want, or 6 o'clock in the morning. Doesn't matter.
That's right.
And it is amazing. Now, that thing has to be packed, I guess, pretty well. And you see people dropping off stuff. And I guess you have to go back and make sure it's all in the right place.
I do. That's my baby, I guess, because I go over there just about any time I'm in the area. I go by the Legion, just check on my papers and make sure it's stored properly. And it's because that's always the big thing is how everybody talks about, how neat I pack the thing. But it's, it helps make it where we can be able to get more money, too. So that's a big selling point for us.
Now, what does the money go for that is recycled?
Well, the money, the papers have gone up. It's $140 a ton. And usually we average about 26, 27 tons per trailer.
Wow.
And so it comes in handy because it helps the maintain the Legion. We have a lot of expenses. I have to pay the light bill and things of this nature, so we have to utilize this money, and it comes in, it always comes in just at the right time.
Well, and it's great because you're doing something to help the American Legion over there, but you're also helping yourself by recycling and helping the environment.
Exactly. That's what it's all about, is keeping Greenwood green.
Yeah, there you go. So we are doing it, and this is a great resource right there. I always like to mention it because I think a lot of people, particularly new people, may not know that this is a facility that's available.
Right. Exactly.
So kudos to you for keeping it up and packing it tight so we can get more in there.
Yeah, matter of fact, there was just last week I was talking with one of the Legion members, and he said he was in Atlanta, and he heard a lady talking about, she thought she was talking about doing gravel or something like that, but found out it was newspaper recycling, and she knows all about Greenwood.
Well, that's cool. Now, you are an Army veteran.
Yes, ma'am.
You were what? How long were you in the service?
I was in 33 years.
That's a long time, Dan.
I know. It was about half my life, seemed like. But I really enjoyed it. It was a good experience for me, and also I really treasured the friendships that I had throughout the years and everything.
That's right. I mean, it is amazing the relationships that you form with people from all over.
Exactly. It's that camaraderie that only people in the military know how to appreciate.
Well, I think so. And, so many times people in the military, you've got to make sure you're covering somebody else's back as well as your own.
That's exactly right. That's what it's all about.
So you worked, it says you worked full-time, received the rank of Sergeant First Class.
Yes, ma'am.
You
retired
back in September of 2002.
Right. Yes, ma'am.
And
it seems it's been a lifetime since then.
So are you from Greenwood?
I'm originally from Spartanburg, a little dinky town called Roebuck.
Roebuck, okay.
If you go up the interstate, you'll see the little Roebuck sign. But it's right on the, if you going up the interstate, you get to see that Dorman University high school there. And so it's just right up the street there.
So what brought you to Greenwood?
Well, I met my wife in college, and we went to North Greenville, which was up in Tigerville, and met her there. And then ever since then, we've Well, matter of fact, we've lived in Greenwood 41 years.
Oh, okay.
And so after we graduated from, I graduated from college, we moved back, lived in the cornfield. Her dad said, we'll give you part of the cornfields.
Sounds like hee-haw here.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, that sounds great. Now, since you've retired, you've become the Post 20 chaplain.
Yes, ma'am.
And you are really involved because I always get messages and stuff from you about what's happening at Post 20. What can you tell us about the some of the new things that are happening or going on?
Well, I know that we're just a couple months ago had the Vietnam Wall, the wall that heals, and that was a great success.
Yes,
I tell
it was.
You what, it was a blessing to Greenwood because they're able to unite a lot of the veterans, especially the Vietnam veterans, because it's taken a long time for them to heal, and I think that through this process they were able to do that, and so we were proud to be part of that group there. And also we're getting ready for our Veterans Day programs, which will be next week. Next Thursday, the 11th is when we'll be having, it's Friday.
Friday. Yep. Friday the 11th,
and
yep.
And it'll be at 11 o'clock, 11th day, 11th month, and 11th hour. So it'll be uptown at the Monument, and we're looking forward to that. And then also on Sunday, they'll have the Veterans Day Parade.
Right.
And we're encouraging all the veterans and the public, the citizens of Greenwood to come out and support us. See those old guys come out there and march down the street.
Well, it is really great. And, you know, the Vietnam vets certainly didn't get a welcome home the way they're getting a welcome home, the way our veterans are coming home today.
That's right, exactly. And I think that's where we're trying to fill in the gap, because I know that they're, a lot of them are heartbroken. And so we're trying to heal that. And I think that through that wall, that really, really made the connection there. I was real proud of that.
Did you talk to some veterans that had came to the wall, had never seen it? Yeah,
I did. And some of them have gone to see the wall in Washington, but nothing like what the... it was just a special in Greenwood, South Carolina. I think that's what really made it special.
That's right. You know, we actually covered a lot of the wall right here on WLMA, and we had an excellent time. We're there with the Black Hawk. We were there for the ceremonies, and it was excellent.
Oh, it was.
And we're also going to be doing, all next week, we are going to have on Meet Me at the Diner, guests talking about Veterans Day and all the things that lead up to it. And on Friday morning on the I Love Ann show, we're going to have a very special veteran show with a lot of our key people calling in and wishing all our veterans well.
That's good. That's great. You do a wonderful job for our veterans, and we thank you so much for all that.
Well, you know what? They make it so that we can do the things that we are able to do here today.
That's right. We are proud of the fact that we enjoy the freedom that we have because of the veterans.
That's right. And, you know, I might not be able to be on the radio if it wasn't for our veterans, right?
Exactly.
Less freedom of speech, folks. Hey, we are here with Dan Grubbs. We're going to hear a word from our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to be talking about Shrimp Fest, other things going on with the Lions Club. Do you know what the Lions Club does? And we'll be talking about Post 20 also. So don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Monday, happy days.
You're listening to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. And now coming back to you live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. And we are here with Dan Grubbs. That's right. He's a dual member. He's a member of the Lions Club. He's also a member of Post 20 over there at the American Legion. In fact, he is Post 20's chaplain. So we are very blessed to have you here with us today, Dan.
Thank you so much, Ann. I appreciate you letting me be on your show today.
Well, it's great. Now, you know, we talked a little bit about paper recycling. One thing we do need to note here is Dan is the concession stand manager for Legion Baseball.
That's right.
That's right. You know, that's an important job.
That's exactly right.
So if you ever go to a, you know, it's fun to go over there and go to a baseball game because it's just like an old-fashioned game.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And we've started something this past year where we make our own hamburgers, so they're the fresh hamburgers, cheeseburgers, okay. and even have our own hot dogs. So we make our own expertise because it just seemed like it's been a real specialty for us this year.
Well, that's terrific. Now, we were just talking about, though, something that I had forgotten about was the broom sales that you do.
Right. Yeah, the broom sales is something that's very important to the Lions Club, but I guess I can remember Travis, our former, he's our probate judge now.
Right.
But I can remember back several years ago, he was talking about that he remembers when he was a little boy going seeing the people walk up and down the streets with the brooms. And so this is the Lions Club. And so we've tried to put these in our different areas. Matter of fact, we should have them, I hope, at our meeting that's going on right now at our Lions Club, and so we try to put these out. And I was just telling Miss Ann that even at our golf tournament, we had an opportunity to have the brooms out there, and we sold a couple of brooms out there. So brooms are everywhere.
Well, that's pretty interesting just coming off of Halloween here.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think there were any witches that need any brooms this time.
Probably not. But now the brooms are local here. This is what makes this extra special.
Exactly, Miss Ann, because the Greenwood Mop and Broom Factory is the one that produces these. And so we feel very honored to be able to do a local product out to the local community. So if you need a broom, we got the household broom, $7. The industrial size is the $9. And have our little kitty brooms, which is $5, I believe it is. And we have the mops also.
So these are great items, and, you know, they're something that you're always going to need.
Exactly.
So who knew there was a product that somebody would always need, right?
Exactly.
There you go. It's something as simple as a broom.
Exactly.
Well, you know, I don't think we should keep people in suspense much more. We should talk a little bit about the Shrimp Fest
coming up
this Saturday. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's hard to believe a whole year has gone by.
Exactly. They're really flown by this year, and this seemed like it just snuck up on us.
Yeah, that's right.
And so we're really getting all geared up, putting the final touches on it. This year we've got our expanded menu where we're going to have it's almost like Forrest Gump and Bubba, I think it was talking about. We got shrimp this and shrimp that. Well, we got fried shrimp, boiled shrimp, shrimp Creole. We got fish and chicken, hush puppies, coleslaw, potato salad, dessert. And I was telling Miss Ann about the big dessert we had last year was a big old humongous bowl of banana puddings.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're going to have banana pudding this time or not, but that was very tempting to see that big old bowl of banana pudding.
Yeah, I would hate to have had to stir that up personally.
Ooh, that's true.
But I'm telling you what, you get in a tremendous amount of shrimp for this. I mean, how much shrimp do you have to get in for this?
I'm not exactly sure what the poundage is, but it's a lot.
It's a lot, yeah.
And but I know that they come from the South Carolina coast, so it's locally, well, I guess you could say local,
sure.
But it's still
state, yes, from
it's coming from our own coast, and so it's we've had lots of comments, you know, how good the shrimp is, and so we'll have both the fried and the broiled. A lot of people like the boiled shrimp, and I think this will help us out a lot too there.
Well, you know, the tickets for this are $25 for mm-hmm. adults, $10 for children 10 and under.
Right.
You can get the tickets in advance, or they will be selling tickets at the door.
Exactly.
And you can even get takeout orders. That's pretty generous, Dan.
It is right, because a lot of people might not have the opportunity to be able to stay, so we try to give them that luxury of being able to have the a good supply of the shrimp.
Yes. Well, you know, and this is like buffet style, so if you want to go yes. back and get more, you can go back and get more.
Fill up. We'll say pig out, but it'll be the shrimp out, I guess.
The shrimp out. There you go. This is the Shrimp Fest 2011, and it is going to be a lot of fun. It's the third annual. It is this Saturday. It goes on from 4:30 to 8 p.m. And as I said, tickets are $25 for adults, and that is a bargain price when you think about all the things you get with this.
Exactly. And also, you use that ticket, is going to have a big door prize. As a matter of fact, I saw the big door prize. It's a big grill.
Big grill.
And big, and it is really nice. So I hope my ticket will be the winner. Or yours, maybe.
Okay, well, that sounds great. And if you'd like to go ahead and get tickets in advance, 223-3142, that's over there to the American Legion, mm-hmm. or you can call 223-8246. That's 223-8246 for the Greenwood Lions Club. And you're also going to have musical entertainment,
yes,
too?
Yes, ma'am. We're hoping to have Trey Ward back again this year. He did it last year and
did a great
fantastic
job.
He did.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to hopefully Trey being with us again.
Well, that sounds excellent. So if you want to get delicious shrimp, and like they said, it is local shrimp. Now, we do have to say a few words about the people that cook this shrimp. Yes. They work hard.
Yes, they do. The cooking staff at the Legion is the one that provides this. They seem like a real pros now. And everybody makes all kind of accolades on how good the job that they do. And so we're real proud of the fact that we've got our own talented Legion staff, cooking staff. And also we're going to have this year we are going to have the some ROTC students from Emerald.
Great.
That's going to be part of, they're going to be hip and serve. So they've been a big part of our ever since we started. So we're very, very proud to have the ROTC folks there too.
Well, that is great. So if you want to have a great time and really get the best in local shrimp. I mean, it comes from the coast of South Carolina. It doesn't get any more local than that, does it?
That's exactly
right. We don't get any out of Lake Greenwood, do we?
No.
No, okay. So, therefore, there you go. That is local as it's going to get right here in Greenwood coming up this weekend. Now, this is a fundraiser for the Greenwood Lions Club and also helps the American Legion Post 20.
Exactly.
The Lions Club does a lot of great things but a lot of things that I think a lot of people don't always know about.
Exactly. Yes, one of the things I was just sharing with Miss Ann while we were off the air is the fact that we have a leader dog program, which is basically they have guide dogs for the blind, and the people can get these. They're specially trained for these people, and so this is a big program that we really try to look out and sponsor because this is so important.
And it's expensive.
It is
expensive to train a dog that can work with another human and make sure they're safe.
That's exactly right, because it's so important for them to be able to learn how to maneuver, and this dog is just almost like their second senses and everything, or first senses, so
sure,
to speak.
Absolutely.
And also, we work real good with the Greenwood United Ministry. This is where we get our referrals for the eyeglasses, because a lot of times they'll have clients that come in that need this assistance, and so they'll fill out an application, and then we'll process the application and see what we can do with the eyeglasses.
Well, there is so much that United Ministry does, and it's mm-hmm. good to know that you work with them, because
exactly.
Now I think, don't you work with local ophthalmologists, opticians?
We do. Yes, ma'am, we do. Matter of fact, we have two of those that are in our Lions Club, and they have performed, I know Dr. Darby has performed some eye surgeries there. So we're very blessed, and I think Tim Austin is the other optician that we have that has done some surgeries. So we're very, very fortunate, very proud to have these as part of our Lions Club.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things you hear about, and you know, as I was talking, I had Karen Petty on the show this morning. We have a local humane society. Yesterday we had Kathy Durbin on from the from Meals on Wheels, Piedmont Agency on Aging. And I tell you what, when you look at what Greenwood has over what some other areas have, we don't realize how blessed we are here.
That's exactly right. Exactly. Because there's just so much out there that it seems like it, people don't know.
That's true. And they don't realize that a lot of other communities don't have some of these things. Or if they have them, they're not as top-notch as our programs are here.
That's right. We're very fortunate to have the caring people that drive these programs, and that's what it's all about, is getting the word out. So through your program here at the diner, we're very fortunate to be able to share what the Lions Club do.
Absolutely, it is. Hey, you know what? It is time for South Carolina News and a word from our sponsors. So don't you go away. You know we'll be right back, and we'll be talking more about shrimp and the other good things the Lions Club and Post 20 does. So don't you go away.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk radio station.
Welcome back to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Now coming to you live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here is your host, Ann Eller.
We are right back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We are talking with Dan Grubbs. He's playing dual service here today. He's from the American Legion and also from the Lions Club here. And, of course, we're talking a little bit about Shrimp Fest. Actually, we're talking a lot about Shrimp Fest. It is a big fundraiser for the Greenwood Lions Club and the American Legion Post. I think it's great that you guys come together and
yes,
do one big fundraiser.
Isn't it wonderful? Because so many of our members are members in both groups, and so we're very blessed and very talented on what we got.
Absolutely. So, you know, we were talking a little bit about the Lions Club. I mean, I think a lot of people know about the eyeglasses. I mean, you know, that you supply eyeglasses, but you do so much more than that. In fact, I was surprised to hear that you also refurbish hearing aids.
Exactly. That is one of the big projects that we have, of being able to do that, because we were just talking off air that so many people, sometimes they get hearing aids that don't work or something might go wrong.
I think they don't like them.
Yeah.
I think, if my memory serves me correct, is that a lot of guys decide, hey, it's better not to hear.
Right.
Because they have to listen to women all the time. You know what I'm talking about, guys. You know, and what's wrong with turning the TV up so loud that everybody has to leave the room to be able to enjoy it? Hey, there's no problem. But yes, there is. But yeah, I think that refurbishing of hearing aids, that's a wonderful opportunity for somebody that can't afford one that wants
right.
to hear.
Exactly.
So, the Lions Club does refurbish. Now, how does that actually work? Can people turn them in, or how does this happen?
They can turn them in at the American Legion Post. That'll be where we have the Lions Club have our meetings. So we can be able to turn those in, and there's Mr. Ed Brown. He takes care of the glasses, and so I'm sure he'll take care of the hearing aids also. So that way we can get them to the right sources, and they can be able to be refurbished and get out to the community again, be a service to
them. Well, hearing aids are so expensive.
Oh, they are.
So to be able to refurbish something to reuse is a big, big service.
It is.
So if you have some hearing aids, or maybe you just decided you don't need it, or maybe you upgrade. Sometimes that's the case,
I
think, upgrading to a different type.
Exactly right.
So instead of leaving it sitting in the desk or beside the nightstand, why not bring it out to the Lions Club out there at Post 20? Mm-hmm. Is there a drop-off place?
You can just bring it, to the Lions Club, to the Legion, and, someone will, they'll know what to do with it.
They will. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so they do that. Now, they've always done the eyeglasses. That's something they've always done.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you can take those old pairs of glasses that you're not going to wear anymore, take them to the Lions Club up there at Post 20. Now, what do they actually do? Do they reuse those glasses, or do they send them off, or what do they do?
What they do, we'll gather them, and then we'll send them to Columbia. And at this point is where they'll refurbish the glasses, You know, they'll clean that. We were talking also about how expensive it is to be able to refurbish because of the regulations now. But they do take those and sanitize them. And,
another example of our government at work.
Exactly right.
Making things more difficult. But this is what they do with them. So if you've got old pairs of glasses you're not wearing, never going to wear them, don't like the style anymore, take them there because somebody would love to be able to see.
Exactly. And they also have drop-off points. I know that the Greenwood Eye Clinic has a drop-off point, and some of the other eye clinics in Greenwood have the drop-off points where we can be able to, if they can't get by the Legion, they can just take it there, and they'll know what to do with them.
You know, one of the things about being able to see, as your vision changes, you don't always notice it.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the very first pair of glasses that I got. I was, the doctor said, well, you're going to need glasses. And I was like, no, I don't. And, you know, and this was back in the day where they had to ship them to you. I lived in a small town, so you couldn't just get them the way you do. And one day they came in the mail, and I put them on. And I looked across, and I was like, my God, I didn't realize the grass was that green. Or I could see that dog running across the field there. And I was getting ready to go to camp, and my mother said, now, Ann, you don't need to wear these glasses. Let's keep them for when you come back. And I said, heck no, I like seeing. And it's one of those things that you don't realize as it gets bad.
That's exactly right, because I was like you as a young boy. Been able to see and, you know, wear those glasses like you saw, talk about. And just amazing, you know, the color, you know, how grass is greener and everything else.
So much more intense.
Yeah, exactly,
yes.
Exactly.
Instead of that fuzzy image that you see.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of the things that I think is so great about what y'all do is you go into the schools, into middle school,
that's right,
because you may have kids. In fact, that's actually how I found out that I needed glasses was through a simple eye test at the school.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody in my family had worn glasses, so it wasn't even something that anybody thought you would need.
Exactly.
But tell us a little bit about what you do with the middle schools.
Okay, on the middle schools, we've started a program where they call it health screening, and we have a mobile van that goes to the schools. And last year we went to Brewer and to Westview Middle School, both of these middle schools, and I believe the 6th and 7th graders, or I can't remember which group, but anyway, they were the grades were able to go in and have their eyes checked and some other medical things that they do, but they were able to determine, you know, the you know what they might need, and this was a great help for the students and as well
and
as the parents. Exactly,
yes.
Because
it was a $32,000 value for what y'all went out and did, and it was absolutely free.
Exactly. And I know that we have really triumphed the school district for allowing us to do that, because otherwise we would have students walking around that can't see or some other issues. So so it's a real blessing for us to be able to do that, to reach out to the community through the school system.
Yeah, I think it was either last year or year before, you did over 400 middle school students.
Exactly.
And 25% of those students were referred for additional follow-up.
Mm, exactly. And that's
one-fourth.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Because and there again, we don't realize the extent of their problem. It goes with kids using the iPods, their handheld things now, you know, it's they need all the help they can get.
They need to be able to see in the distance,
yeah,
too.
Exactly.
There you go. Not just that close-up
vision. That's right,
exactly.
Yeah.
So this is another great thing, which brings us back to the Shrimp Fest. Why want the Shrimp Fest as one of your fundraisers is so, so important to be able to get these health screenings and eyeglasses and leader dogs and all this kind of stuff.
Exactly. And that's, through your buying the ticket, that helps us with, you know, provide the funds that we need to be able to drive the programs, not only for the Lions or the Legion, but for our community, because the community can get involved in this, and that's what is exciting, is all the different things that we have going on in Greenwood, and so we just have just a small part of doing that. And through getting to enjoy good shrimp, that you can be able to really have a good time
And you meet some great people. I love the idea the big tables are just set up, and of course you may, who knows who you're going to meet and form a friendship with.
That's exactly right. I think that's the real driving force behind everything, is the fact that we get to fellowship with your neighbor, other people in the community, and just share a good meal together. This is like coming home.
Coming home. There you go. Well, it's going on at Post 20 this Saturday from 4:30 to 8 p.m. at the American Legion. They've got fried shrimp, boiled shrimp, shrimp creole, fish, chicken, hush puppies, coleslaw, potato salad, dessert, and drinks. And it is $25 for adults, $10 for children, 10 and under. Can you buy a ticket at the door? Absolutely.
You sure can.
But go ahead and get your tickets now, because I tell you what, they're in the process of finalizing how much shrimp and all this other stuff it's going to take to feed these hungry people.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly right.
So, you know, and the beauty is that you can have a little fried shrimp, you can have a little broiled shrimp, and then you can have some shrimp creole, so you
That's
can taste
right.
all.
You can just taste it all, and if you're not filled up, you go back and get some more.
Absolutely. And they'll be having music. You think Trey Ward may be there. I certainly hope Trey will. He has a show right here on WCRS.
Yes.
That's right. You got to hear this,
That's
so you're
right.
going to want to tune into that on Saturday evenings.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Trey may actually be with us tomorrow morning when we interview Kurt Fortin somebody's going to be here tomorrow morning because he's coming to town. All right, let's hear a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday,
Wednesday. Welcome back to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Now coming to you live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are back here with Dan Grubbs. Of course, he plays dual service here. He's the chaplain for the Post 20, American Legion Post 20, and he is a member of the Lions Club and works with a lot of fundraising projects. Of course, the project we're talking about is a joint project between the Greenwood Lions Club and the American Legion Post 20. It is Shrimp Fest 2011, and it is the third annual one coming up this Saturday, November 5th, from 4:30 to 8 p.m. at the American Legion building. They are going to have everything from fried shrimp, boiled shrimp, shrimp creole, fish, chicken, hush puppies, coleslaw, potato salad, dessert, and drinks, and tickets are $25. Hey, we've been talking about it this hour. Certainly hope we may have tempted you with the idea of having local South Carolina shrimp prepared for you locally at the American Legion. It'll be hot, it'll be fresh, and it'll be good. So come on out this Saturday. If you'd like to call and pick up your tickets in advance, call 223-3142. That's 223-3142. And let them know you'd like to come, and they will make sure they have tickets. But can you buy tickets at the door? Absolutely. Well, you know, we've spent a lot of time, Dan, talking about all the great things the Lions Club. We haven't really talked very much about what the American Legion does, so let's talk a little bit about that. This is here to help veterans.
Exactly. The American Legion is one of the largest veteran groups in the this veteran services organization in the world, and it was founded in 1919, long, long ago. But it was a dream of one of the soldiers to keep the camaraderie of the soldiers together. And so it's this his dream, and now it's in full reality of where this is they'll be able to reach out to all of our veterans throughout the world. And it's over 80 years since this formation, the American Legion is a major influence in American history. And also it covers our benefits, because the American Legion has been a strong supporter of our our government, even for us veterans, that is confusing. But we can help digest that because through the American Legion and also our, I'm going to put a plug in for our Veterans Affairs officer, Kerry Boat, and he is would be the key person that we could talk to about the benefits, because a lot of times we don't understand the benefits, and this would be a great asset for Greenwood.
So how does, if we have a veteran sitting out there listening and he hasn't gotten hooked up on some of the benefits or stuff out there, what should he do?
Well, he can call the American Legion post 223-3142, or he can call the office of the Veterans Affairs. I'm not exactly sure what that number is, but
Kerry Bolt.
Yes, ma'am.
Kerry Bolt's number. Yeah.
But certainly, they could be able to find out their entitlements, because they earn the right to have these benefits because they have done their service to our country. This is one of the reasons we enjoy our program today, is the fact that we live in America that is free. And a lot of times we don't quite understand what all is involved. But certainly we want to make sure that our veterans are well taken care of.
Absolutely. And you know what? I've worked with Kerry Bolt when the Vietnam Wall was here and everything. And one thing you can definitely say about Kerry Bolt, he is very, very passionate about making sure that veterans get what they need and what they deserve.
Exactly. And they can take the information that they give to Kerry.
Mm-hmm.
And he and his assistants there in the office can pinpoint things just right off the, and that's what's so good. It's all local, and we can be able to find out, you know, what they're entitled to and how to get it. That's the big thing is, cause so often, and I know I've talked to veterans, and they didn't even realize that they were entitled to this.
Sure.
So this is great. This is great.
That's right. So the American Legion has a very active membership now. How many members do you have in the American Legion here, roughly?
I think that we've got 400 and something, I believe it is.
Wow.
490-something.
That's right. And so I guess you'll be very active with Veterans Day coming up next Friday.
Very much so, Miss Ann, because we're always gear up for the for our Veterans Day program. It's the 11th. Always remember, it's the 11th month, 11th hour, and the 11th day. 11th hour, and it's always that particular time, and we have it right downtown at the monument, and we've got a special program lined up this year. We're trying to finalize on who to be the speaker, but the final touches are in store for that.
Well, you know what makes this particularly interesting is that this is going to be 11-11-11.
Exactly.
So
isn't that great?
Yeah. So this is 2011. That's not going to happen for many more years.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
For our veterans out there, you know, we're always so passionate and we're always so concerned about all of our veterans who are overseas at this point,
exactly,
who are not here with us.
Mm-hmm.
They put their life on the line so that we can be free. So if you can get out there and support them on Veterans Day, which, you know what I like about Veterans Day, is that it is on the day that it is. We haven't moved it to a Monday.
Exactly.
It is interesting, though, that this year it will be on a Friday.
Exactly, exactly right. And the thing about it, too, Miss Ann, is a lot of times we think of American Legion or veterans being the old folks, but we've got the young folks. We've got so many young people that are just returning from Iraq, Afghanistan, and they're veterans.
They've served
our country, and now it's an opportunity for them to be, come in and see what the old folks are doing, because we need new blood. We need the new young folks to come in and carry on the tradition of the American Legion.
Absolutely. You know, and we have so many World War II vets that's a generation that is passing very fast.
Very fast, exactly right. And talking about my service as a chaplain, I have an opportunity to go and minister to the families that we lose, and so many of the World War II veterans are going, just like Miss Ann said, is going very fast, and so we try to reach out to those folks and let the families know how important they are to our organization and to our community.
You are so right. And of course, there's Korean War vets and Vietnam and, you know, Desert Storm.
Exactly.
I mean, there has been, you know, it seems like there probably was not many times in our history where we weren't at war somewhere.
Exactly, exactly right.
So price of freedom is very, very expensive. Mm-hmm. We all know this. And as we look at what our military is doing right now, we know that they're over there trying to do the best that they can.
That's
in some
right.
terrible situations.
Exactly. And then, and we take our hats off to them, because they're just like you say, they're giving their life each and every day.
Yes, they are. So if you can get out and support them this coming, a week from this Friday, not this Friday, a week from this Friday,
right.
they will be in Uptown. And then the parade
yes.
is that Sunday.
That's right.
11th, 12th, the 13th, I do believe.
That's
that
right.
is.
13th at 2 o'clock. And we would love for our veterans, if they would feel like that they could, and we have it fixed up to where if you can't walk or march in the parade, then we've got vehicles that have chairs on them that can help carry you through the parade.
All right. You want everybody to get involved.
That's
in the
right.
parade.
Get everybody involved, and we want anybody, because it's so often it's so sad to have more people in the parade than it is on the sidelines. So we need,
right.
need the community out there to root these veterans on, because we have a lot of different programs that are there. We get to see our ROTC cadet from both schools, and it's a blessing to see these young lives. These will be our leaders, so we're very proud of them too.
Absolutely. And for some of our vets, it could be the last parade they're in.
Exactly, exactly.
So let's honor all our veterans out there.
That's exactly right. And okay. we appreciate the opportunity of being able to go and represent our hometown, Greenwood, South Carolina.
Absolutely. Well, you know what, Dan? We've had a great time talking about the Shrimp Fest for 2011. It is this November 5th from 4:30 to 8:00. That's on Saturday at the American Legion Building. Tickets are $25, $10 for children 10 and under. It's a fantastic menu, and you will not go away hungry.
That's right.
That's
exactly.
right. So come on out this Saturday. Take advantage of it. If you want to get your tickets in advance, give them a call, 223-3142. Dan, thanks so much for coming out today.
My pleasure, Miss Ann, and thank you for having me.
Absolutely. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood. Don't forget, the price of gold is up today. Take advantage of it. Come see us right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. Price of gold is somewhere right around $1,750-some. That's a good one, folks. Come see us. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.